Hey, this is Craig Ferrantino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
James, Financial Report with our man, Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out the great website. You'll learn a lot, all the events, webinars, and everything else. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Mr. Ferrantino is a registered representative of Securities Advisory Services, 309 of Planet Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. Not affiliated. Rough day at the close, 500 plus points. And futures last time I checked was down slightly. And Craig's had a couple of more events coming up on the website. Good stuff, sir. Tough day, though. You lose 500 points, that's an eye-opener, right?
Yeah, it was down 900 points at one point around, I don't know, 11:30, 12. So that the ending number doesn't paint the story. I was telling clients, I think they could be buying at the end of the day. And there was. So, yeah, 510 points at 1.8%. We're still at 27,148, well above 26 and well above 25, certainly. The S&P 500 index was down 38 points at 1.2% to 3281. The NASDAQ Composite Index was down 14 points or 0.1% to 10,779. The 10-year Treasury got a little tighter from a 0.69 to a 0.67. Gold is at 1916. It fell $46, and crude oil fell under 40 to $39.88. It was a bumpy day. We'll expect that. We're seeing some volatility going into on Monday. There was a lot of news over the weekend. I think the market was digesting that. There's a couple of things going on here, I think. Most importantly, Jay, I think what's going on is the fact that, you know, we have three things going on. We have uncertainty in election. That's one. We have the COVID cases and whether they're going to pick up for the fall. And now we have the influenza coming out and, you know, people getting flu shots. Should you get a flu shot? There's all that discussion going on. There's some uncertainty in just the well-being of the company, of the country. And we have the president signed $300 a week extra stimulus that was starting in August 1st. So that was a 60-day extension. So that takes you to October 1st. Today's September 22nd. We have, basically 8 days before that runs out. Now, do we think we jump off a cliff and things like that? I don't know. Let's see how that plays out. I don't think there's a stimulus deal out there at all. So I think the market's starting to wake up to the reality that if that's not happening, we have a lot of companies. I'll give you an example. United Airlines, American Airlines said that there's going to be the people who are furloughed are going to be permanently laid off. So we're seeing some of that. We do see that the economy, J.P. Morgan predicts that the economy is going to hire another 5.4 million people by the end of the year. But we're just seeing these between the furloughs, the layoffs, and then the stimulus running out, the squeeze could be on again for Congress and the president to make a deal. Not sure if that's going to happen. What has been holding up, though, Jay, in the midst of the rainstorm, you want to see who's dry, like what stocks are still holding up. And I found that this is sort of interesting. Can I give you some names?
Sure. Yeah.
When things are looking ugly, when the market's down 900 points in the middle of the day, what's holding up? Zoom Video is up 6.7%. Almost Slack, which is symbol WORK, was up 4.55%. That's a way for, it's like Microsoft Teams is a little bit. It's a way for business people who's working from home. So these are all the work from home companies. Another one you're very familiar with, I'm sure, Peloton was up almost 6% yesterday. Spotify was up 2.3%. DocuSign, which allows you to, you know, close on houses and do all sorts of official things without being there in person and signing, was up 5.21%. Etsy, which of course is the craft stock, you can buy crafts and stuff from home or sell crafts and stuff from home, almost up 4%. Square, which allows you to, you know, which was being inserted into a phone to make a purchase and do third-party payments. Netflix was up 3.7%. So I thought that was very interesting. I thought in the middle of, you know, worst day since June, you know, the, all these things on the bottom of the screen, I said, well, some things are holding up okay. What is that saying? You know, I think all of these things that we're talking about, there's a lot of being weighed on the stock market. But the fact that you may be working from home is not working, not weighing on those stocks. So the home stocks are still holding up pretty strong. Very interesting play yesterday. So I'm always watching what's bucking the trend and who's got strength. And sometimes it's got earnings, you know, the stocks got like some news. But yesterday there wasn't a lot of news on these, and they were certainly going up. So telling you what the market might be thinking, as well as what's still a pretty strong stock. And, you know, we have some events tonight, Jay, as you mentioned. Today, actually, first one is taxes and retirement. That's the most important class we do. It really talks about, hey, if I'm not going to work anymore, I don't have an actual earned income, where do I start getting my income, and how is it taxed? So if I'm getting income from dividends, am I getting income from a pension? Am I getting income from my savings? Am I getting income from Social Security? And once you start to have capital gains and Social Security and IRA withdrawals, each one has its own little taxable chart, so to speak. And so we go through that. And maybe you could mitigate your taxes now as you're getting ready for retirement, so that when you have all this down, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money. Very important course. It's at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock today. It usually goes about 45 minutes, and we have some question and answers. And we do it live because a lot of different questions. It's not like, oh, let me send you the webinar from 2 months ago. You know, things keep changing. It's important. We got an election going up, so we're always constantly making changes to that. 5 steps to protect your online identity as we're working from home. That's tonight, 7 to 8. So 2 very important classes, 1 to 2 and 7 to 8. And I'll be doing those classes. I'm not pointing them off to anybody. So all your listeners are invited, Jay.
All right, good stuff. And another keynote today, I'm going to be interested to see how the Fed Reserve Chair Jerry Powell does. I believe it's today, this morning, with the testimony on Capitol Hill, and maybe the suggestion of Congress needing to spend a little bit more to shore up the struggling parts of the economy. We'll see how that fares as far as the markets. Could be very interesting alongside Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. So we shall see. I think it's 10:30 this morning. We'll keep an eye on that as far as the end result for today. Good stuff. We await again. You go to that website, craigjamesfinancial.com/events. You'll see all the webinars and everything else today. 1 to 2, cybersecurity, 5 steps to protect your online identity. That's tonight, 7 to 8. Good stuff. Taxes and retirement this afternoon, and then protecting your online identity, and they're free, folks. Q&As and everything else involved. At the helm, Mr. Tarantino.
/events, right?
Indeed, that's what I did. We got it going. Sure. All right, man.
Thank you,
we'll
Jay.
See you in the morning. Hopefully a better day today. Hopefully we'll see some good results. We'll talk
to
you in the morning.
See you on the webinar.